Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. We've all heard the rumors, but Fight Island is finally here. This weekend's UFC 251 is set to be the best yet, with big names stepping into the octagon all throughout the night. This is an event you don't want to miss, and there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings is offering all new users a special odds boost on this weekend's headline fight. Bet $20 to win $100 on either fighter. This week's full of action, golf to European soccer, all the way to Abu Dhabi for Fight Island, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight this Saturday. Bet $20 and win $100. That's right. No matter who you pick, your odds will be boosted $20 to win $100. So head to DraftKings Sportsbook now and sign up with code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, I am Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, how was your 4th of July weekend?
I had an awesome time. Celebrated freedom, man. We had a good time. I think it was, some outdoor time, safely, of course, was much needed after, well, I don't know what, and it's ongoing, 3 months of indoor time.
Very good. That sounds like you enjoyed the weekend. A lot of hot weather. 4th of July, it was time to get out. But that doesn't mean that Penn State news stopped because of the 4th of July weekend. How was that for a segue, Dustin?
Unbelievable, Jim. You're a pro's pro.
Thank you. I thought so. All right. Let's start with Marquise Wilson. Most of you have already heard news just came out that he was stopped by the police. I guess this was back in February. Marijuana possession. Dustin, let's just cut to the chase. Is this a big deal, little deal, no deal?
I think it's between little and big. Let's put it that way. I'll go with none of the above. There's probably a lot of conflicting thoughts out there about the idea of marijuana and how significant that is in this day and age. Certainly the culture is changing to be more accepting of that. But I think what seems to take it over the top and what could, ultimately lead to some punishment from the football program. I know he's got a hearing in August, so we'll see what happens with that. But there's a vehicle involved. And I think if you're going to equate marijuana to, let's say, alcohol and put it on the same level, I don't think the two should ever be involved in a vehicle in any way. And so I think that's what changes the dynamic of this. If he were walking around campus and had it in his pocket or something like that, I'd probably feel a little differently about it. But I do think that this is something that could elicit some punishment. So I don't know that it's going to be earth shaking when it comes down to it, but I think you'll probably see Marquise Wilson get punished in some way, shape or form by James Franklin at the end of all this.
Yeah. And no matter what your thoughts are now with marijuana, and you're right, the things are changing now. The general population's thoughts on this. The 2 points. One is, you're right. If it involves driving under the influence, whether it's marijuana, alcohol, that changes the game. And the other part to this is, and I'm sure this is something James Franklin looks to impart on his team all the time, when you're a football player, there's a lot more at stake. You have certain responsibilities that perhaps other people don't have. So you've got to be a little more careful than this, a little smarter. All right. You and I haven't had a chance to talk about this, and that is Sandy Barber met with the media last week. I talked to Bob and Andy a bit about it, but so much went on. I wanted to get some of your thoughts on it. The first I think the headline from the event, the media event, was 102 tests were made, and there was not one positive test for the coronavirus. Are you surprised by that, Dustin?
Yeah, I mean, if you were to take 100 just random people off the street, what do you think the odds are that you'd get zero positive tests? And, you know, positive tests come from antibodies too. So that means if you had, you know, if you fought through it unknowingly 2 months ago, you would still test positive. That's my understanding of it. I asked a nurse about that specifically. But so what are the odds that 100 people out of the general population would test negative? I don't think very good. But so the question, I guess, for me is what are they doing, and what's the rationale behind it? How much credit does Penn State deserve for this? And, you know, are they able to kind of maintain that moving forward? What's the method to getting zero tests? And maybe they can call Dabo Sweeney down in Clemson and share their thoughts with him, because they're not having the same kind of success down there. So I mean, on the surface, very, very good, very encouraging. The pessimist or the cynic in me wants to say, I think that's great for Penn State, but ultimately their season and the prospects of getting together in the fall comes down to more than how just they handle their business, you know, how intertwined all this is. It doesn't do a whole lot of good if Penn State continues to have zero positive tests, whatever they're doing, and the entire rest of the Big Ten struggles with cases. So I think it's a step in the right direction, but with everything that's happening in the country, this is more than about Penn State if they're going to actually have this season.
First of all, Dustin, I admire your cynicism, and I'm going to take the cynicism even one step further. You mentioned Clemson. My understanding, reading a little further with Clemson, they only had apparently a couple positive tests coming in, and it went from a couple positive to wherever they're at now, like 37 or so, after they got back to campus, which tells you Penn State is probably doing a much better job. But here's where I'm going to raise that level of cynicism, and I'll use the national picture to create the analogy. You know, it's like Clemson is New York. You know, New York got hit really, really, really hard, but now it's I don't want to say gone, but very limited cases now, new cases in New York. Whereas Penn State, what I'm fearful of is their Florida, and apparently doing really well right now, but will their wave come in September and October instead of now? So I know that's cynical. In fact, Sandy Barber actually addressed that issue a bit, saying that just the thought of intentionally getting it now is so unethical. And she's right. And I don't think anyone like Clemson is trying to get it now. I'm just not so sure they're too upset that it's happening now. And perhaps they'll be better off come September and October because of it, Dustin.
I mean, I think it's fair, and I think it's okay to say, I don't know how to make heads or tails out of any of the information anymore. What's good, what's bad, what's encouraging, what's discouraging, what does it mean for tomorrow, what does it mean for 2 weeks from now? Obviously, cases are surging across the country. You see a lot of stuff out there about the death rate changing, and maybe ultimately that'll straighten itself out, but It's really hard right now. And I think that's just the era of to frame this around college football. It's really hard to say what's going to be happening in 2 months. It's hard to say what kind of timetable these decision makers are working off of to try to make this decision, which I cannot imagine. If you're Sandy Barber or anybody in a similar position, you've been faced with a more difficult situation than this, trying to value health and safety, trying to follow the kind of ever-changing rules and guidelines, to value the health and the rights of your student athletes. Also trying to reconcile that with making your budget and putting on the season and all that, bringing students back to campus and the risks and the different protocols and the different resources needed for that. This is just I guess I just respect the people who are in this spot. I don't know if they even have a timeline yet. It's really difficult to have a timeline when things seem to change. The goalposts tend to move about every 24 hours, it seems.
Well, Dustin, I'm glad you brought that up because it leads to my next point. I'm not sure it's gotten a lot of play, but I've read that the Ivy League is looking to make a decision this week, and some of the chatter is that they plan on moving the football season from fall to spring. Okay, that's not official, but once one league starts to do this, and remember, Ivy League was the first ones to cancel basketball or spring sports in the spring. So that may be the precursor. My question is this not a little bit early? I understand there's logistics and things you'd like to make a decision now. But as I said, things are changing so quickly. Are you really making the best decision if you're making that decision this week?
I don't think so. I mean, I think as late as you can go while still trying to respect, you know, your stadium workers and, you know, the businesses in town, there's a lot of constituents that can be positively or negatively impacted by this, season ticket holders as well. But I feel like it makes all the sense in the world to wait until the last possible moment just to get an idea on what the data says, what the guidelines are, what the CDC is saying. So to me, I mean, I the Ivy League, they're operating on a little different system than the big football schools are, and probably are, I would imagine, a little less reliant, for example, on football income for making all their budgets happen. So I think they can afford a little bit more to be proactive on this. And maybe ultimately they're going to be harbingers for what's coming for everybody, that the season is moved to the spring. But it seems early to me. The everybody in the FBS ranks, I got to think they're going to wait as long as humanly possible. Now you have to consider preparations and the athletes themselves needing to get themselves ready for the season. But I also think that you can go through all those motions anyway. And if the season ends up having to be pushed back or whatever, you're not really worse off for it. So I think wait as long as you can, right, to get the best possible picture on what the decision is you're making.
I'm with you 100% on that, Dustin. Wait as long as possible to make that decision. One other thing that Sandy Barber brought up I do want to hit on, which is if you don't have a season ticket, you're probably not getting into the stadium. I don't think that was a surprise to anybody that the most likely, no matter the outcome, there's probably not going to be a capacity crowd at Beaver Stadium. And one of the ways to restrict it is those single game tickets. All right. That is it for quarter number one. Stick around for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
UFC 251 is set to be the best yet. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight. Bet $20 and win $100. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook now and sign up with code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.